Gita Madhurya, Chapter 2. Duryodhan mentioned the great warriors of the two armies, but Dronacharya did not utter any word. So Duryodhan became sad. Then Bhishma blew his conch loudly to cheer Duryodhan. Hearing the sound of his conch, the conchs, drums and cow horns etc. of the Kaurav army and the Pandav army blared forth. Afterwards, from the 20th verse, the dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjun began. Arjun asked Lord Krishna to place his chariot between the two armies. The Lord, having placed the chariot between the two armies in front of Bhishma and Drona, asked Arjun to behold those Kurus. Having seen his kinsmen, Arjun was filled with so much of compassion and sadness that he, casting away his bows and arrows, sat on the seat of the chariot. Sanjay starts the second chapter in order to tell Dhritarashtra what Lord Krishna said to Arjun when the latter was overwhelmed with grief. Dhritarashtra asked, "O Sanjay, what was Arjun's condition when he sat on the seat of his chariot?" Sanjay said, "O King, Madhusudan spoke these words to Arjun, who was overwhelmed with compassion and whose eyes were filled with tears of despondency." Lord Krishna said, "How has this infatuation overtaken you at this odd hour? It is shunned by noble souls. Neither will it bring heaven nor fame to you. Don't yield to this unmanliness, because it does not befit you. Therefore, cast off this petty faint-heartedness and arise to fight." Dhritarashtra asked, "What did Arjun say hearing this, Sanjay?" Arjun said, "O Lord, I am not afraid of death, but I am afraid of slaying Bhishma and Drona, who are worthy of worship. It is improper to speak even harsh words to them. Then how should I fight with arrows against them?" Lord Krishna said, "O Arjun, it is your duty to fight. Is it not improper on your part not to fight at such a time?" Arjun replied, "O Lord Krishna, it is better to live on alms in this world than to slay these great-souled masters. I shall enjoy only blood-stained pleasures in the form of wealth and sense enjoyments after killing them. It will not lead me to peace." Lord Krishna asked, "Then what is the right action according to you?" Arjun said, "O God, we do not know what is preferable for us, to fight or not to fight, nor do we know whether we shall win or whether they will conquer us. The greatest factor is how to kill those relatives of Dhritarashtra by killing whom we don't even wish to live." Lord Krishna said, "If you are unable to take the decision, what is its remedy?" Arjun said, "O Lord, my nature is weighed down by the vice of faint-heartedness and my mind is puzzled with regard to duty. I entreat you, say definitely what is good for me. I am your disciple. Instruct me. I have taken refuge in you. But please, don't ask me to fight as you asked before, because even on obtaining undisputed sovereignty on this earth and lordship over the gods, I don't see any remedy to the grief which is drying up my senses." Dhritarashtra said, "What happened after that, Sanjay?" Sanjay said, "O King, Arjun, the conqueror of sleep, said to Lord Krishna, 'I will not fight,' and became silent." Dhritarashtra said, "What did the Lord say when Arjun became silent?" Sanjay said, "Lord Krishna, as if smiling, spoke these words to the desponding Arjun in the midst of the two armies." Lord Krishna said, "You grieve for those who should not be grieved for, and yet you speak words of wisdom, but wise men don't grieve over the dead or the living." Arjun said, "Why don't they grieve, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, In fact, there was never a time when I or you or these kings were non-existent, nor is it that hereafter we shall cease to be. Therefore, the wise don't grieve. Arjun said, How should I know this fact? Lord Krishna said, Just as boyhood, youth, and old age are attributed to the soul through this body, even so it attains another body. So the wise do not get deluded about this. Arjun said, It is right that the body passes through boyhood, youth, and old age. But what to do when we face favorable and unfavorable circumstances such as pleasure and pain? Lord Krishna replied, O son of Kunti, the contacts between the senses and their objects, which give rise to pleasure and pain by creating favorable and unfavorable circumstances, are transitory and fleeting. Therefore, bear them patiently, that is, remain equanimous in them. Arjun said, What will happen by bearing them patiently and remaining equanimous in them? Lord Krishna replied, The wise man, to whom pain and pleasure are alike, and who is not tormented by these contacts, becomes eligible for immortality or God-realization. Arjun asked, How does he become eligible for immortality? Lord Krishna replied, The real never ceases to be, and the unreal has no existence. The seers of truth perceive the reality of both and become immortal. Arjun asked, What is that real or imperishable, O Lord? Lord Krishna replied, Know that to be imperishable, by which all this world is pervaded. None can bring about the destruction of this indestructible substance. Arjun asked, What is the unreal or perishable, O Lord? Lord Krishna replied, All these bodies pertaining to the imperishable, indefinable, and eternal soul are spoken of as perishable. Therefore, do your duty by fighting. Arjun asked, In the battlefield, there are two activities, either killing others or be killed by others. Therefore, if the soul is considered the killer or the killed, then what? Lord Krishna replied, Both of them are ignorant, one who knows the soul to be capable of killing, and the other who takes it as killed, for the soul neither kills nor is killed. Arjun asked, Why is the soul not killed, O Lord? Lord Krishna replied, The soul is neither born nor killed. It is unborn, eternal, everlasting, and primeval. It is not killed when the body is slain. Arjun asked, What will happen by knowing this? Lord Krishna said, He who knows the soul to be imperishable, eternal, and free from birth and decay, how can he cause anyone to be killed or kill anyone? Arjun asked, O Lord, if the soul is not killed, then who is killed? Lord Krishna replied, O brother, it is the body which is killed. As a man discarding worn-out clothes puts on new ones, likewise the embodied soul, casting off worn-out bodies, enters into others that are new. Arjun asked, When the soul enters the new body, is there any difference in it? Lord Krishna replied, No, there is no difference, because weapons cannot cut it, nor can fire burn it, water cannot drench it, nor can wind dry it. Arjun said, Why can't it be cut, burnt, drenched, and dried? Lord Krishna said, It can't be cut, burnt, drenched, and dried, because it is eternal, omnipresent, immovable, constant, and everlasting. This soul is unmanifested, unthinkable, and immutable. Therefore, knowing it as such, you should not grieve. Arjun said, If we regard it as immutable, there can't be any grief. But if we regard it as mutable, are we not likely to grieve? Lord Krishna said. If you regard the soul as constantly taking birth and constantly dying, you should not grieve either, because one who is born is certain to die, and one who has died is sure to be reborn. Therefore, you should not lament over the inevitable. Arjun said, It is okay not to lament for the soul, but it is natural to lament for the body. Why should we not lament for it? Lord Krishna said, All beings were unmanifested before they were born and will become unmanifested again when they are dead. They are manifested only in their intermediate stage. So, why to lament? Arjun said, Then why is there lamentation? Lord Krishna said, There is lamentation because we do not know this fact. Arjun said, How to know it? Lord Krishna said, It is not perceived by the senses, mind and intellect. So, one beholds it as marvelous, another mentions it as marvelous, another hears of it as marvelous. So it cannot be known by hearing, that is, it is perceived by the self. Arjun said, Then what is the nature of the soul? Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, this soul residing in the bodies of all is certainly invulnerable. By knowing this, you should not grieve for any being. Arjun said, You have told me not to grieve, but I am afraid of sin. How to do away with it? Lord Krishna said, Considering your duty, the duty of the warrior class, you should not be afraid, for there is nothing more welcome for a man of a warrior class than a righteous war. Arjun said, Should a Kshatriya or a member of the warrior class go on fighting? Lord Krishna said, No, it is only the lucky among the Kshatriyas who obtain such a warfare that comes unsought as an open gateway to heaven. Such Kshatriyas are really happy. Worldly pleasures do not give real happiness. They are rather sources of pain. Real happiness is indeed free from pain, and it consists in the performance of one's duty. Real happy and lucky are those who discharge their duty sincerely. Arjun said, What will happen if I don't take part in such a war that comes unsought? Lord Krishna replied, If you don't wage such a righteous war, then abandoning your duty and losing your reputation, you will incur sin. Arjun said, What will be the result of losing reputation? Lord Krishna said, O brother, result will be that people will pour undying infamy on you, and infamy brought on a man enjoying popular esteem is worse than death. Arjun said, Will it also lead to anything else? Lord Krishna said, Yes. The great chariot warriors such as Bhishma and Drona etc., who hold you in high esteem, will slight you, thinking that you have fled from the war out of fear. Arjun said, Can I not bear it, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, No, you cannot bear it, because your enemies will get an opportunity to take vengeance on you. They, disparaging your might, will speak many unbecoming words. What can be more distressing than this? Arjun said, What will happen if I fight? Lord Krishna said, If you are slain in the battlefield, you will attain heaven. If you gain victory, you will enjoy sovereignty of the earth. Therefore, arise with the determination to fight.